The Tribeca Film Festival is underway in New York City, and of course, there's the usual stream of celebrities on the red carpet, but this week, our own celebrity, Linda Holmes, NPR's pop culture blogger, will be among them, and she joins me now for a preview. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
Now, we have something big to get out of the way right at the top. There is one film that is not showing at Tribeca this year. It's been the subject of a whole lot of talk. It's called Vaxxed. I'm going to ask you to sum up real quick what this controversy was.
Right. Vaxxed is a film that argues that the CDC is covering up a link between the MMR vaccine and autism, which is, as I'm sure you know, a widely discredited theory. The festival came under a lot of criticism, although originally they tried to defend it and sort of stick to it. Mm-hmm. They ultimately relented. They're not showing the film.
All right. So moving forward, this is a big deal. This is a fun thing you get to do. So what are you looking forward to?
Well, the great thing about Tribeca is that although they do have a lot of feature films, they're screening about 100 features, which is about a third the size of, like, Toronto, but it's still a lot of movies.
Uh-huh.
They also are trying to distinguish themselves with some other stuff. They have a big TV program this year called Tribeca Tune In.
Wait, and this is a film festival,
right? It's a film festival, but as you know, those lines are blurring. And so They're screening a bunch of TV stuff, and they've got a bunch of TV panels. There's a panel on The End of the Good Wife. There's a panel on the new Roots remake that's going to be airing on the History Channel.
Wow.
So they're doing a lot of TV stuff. Also, they have a lot of like virtual reality kind of tech storytelling stuff that's interesting. So some of that is interesting to me too.
So you're going to be looking for the TV at the film festival. Whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone wants a piece of the pie.
Uh-huh.
Is there one film in particular that you're really psyched about?
Right. I mean, it is still a film festival, right? Public radio listeners might be interested to know that there is a new film by the comedian Mike Birbiglia, who you might have heard on This American Life or a bunch of other radio outlets, called Don't Think Twice.
Cool.
There is also an R-rated cartoon called Nerdland, which has a bunch of comedians doing work in that. And one that I think sounds fascinating called High Rise, which is about class warfare breaking out in a high-rise building after the power goes out. I think that sounds fascinating. Tom Hiddleston is in that, and Luke Evans and Elizabeth Moss and a bunch of other people.
Yeah, that sounds dark, first
and,
of all.
And likely.
Yeah, and likely. And plausible.
And plausible.
Do you know what you're going to wear?
I never dress up for film festivals because for a critic, it's an opportunity to go and see a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And get a lot of stuff out of the way and see what's out there. And like you said, see perhaps some people talk about TV.
Uh-huh.
So the great thing is I don't have to dress up. I'm doing work.
Yeah,
so
lady.
I'm just there to
take
learn.
Take that, celebrities.
That's right. I'm there to learn a lot in a short period of time, none of which is about famous people.
Linda Holmes, she hosts the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast for NPR. Thanks so much, Linda.
Thanks, Rachel.